Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
Hello all, it's ECMA weekend. Celebrations going on in Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island. How fitting then that our feature is on five talented PEI musicians who call themselves Little Cities. The boys in the band will join us shortly. We'll also spin a bunch of their tunes, beginning with First Impressions. Here we go on Atlantic Access.
Cracks in the old concrete. We were wasting time, wasted sinking. Little Cities, Friends Floor, the title song from their debut EP, back-to-back with First Impressions on Atlantic Access. And we're sitting here with the band right now, as a matter of fact. Maybe we'll go around the room. You guys can share your first name and what you do with the band.
I'm Josh. I play a synthesizer and tambourine.
I'm Chris. I play bass.
I'm Mitch. I sing and play guitar.
I'm Ryan. I hit things.
I'm Matt. I also sing and play guitar.
So congratulations on your first EP.
Thank you so much, man.
How does it feel?
Feels good to finally have it out. It was a big work in process for a long time. I know that when we first started this band, it was the goal to get a good piece of work out, but like sporadically get everything out there. So it's just nice to have it out there and finally have some traction coming through and people recognizing it.
So you guys been together for a little while, or how did this group of five come together?
So we've been together for about 2 years now, and essentially Mitch and I had played in bands for years together and gone to high school and such, and the other three folks had played in some cover bands and things, and there was an opportunity for Mitch to do some vocals on a cover set one evening at a bar in town. One thing led to another, and it kind of came up about the opportunity to maybe do some original music. I'm primarily a drummer, but Mitch basically wanted me involved because we do a lot of writing together, and it said, you know, what about playing some keys and some synth, and I decided to do that, and spent 2 or 3 months in a basement just kind of banging out demos and stuff together, and we put out our first single, I think it was January, February of 2017, and basically from there we did some more writing and eventually ended up in the studio with Colin Buchanan from Paper Lines and Sorry. Start working on the EP.
I want to talk to Mitch here for a second because you're one of the key songwriters here. Was it personal experience that you write about, or is it watching other people do their thing?
We wear our influences on our sleeve, so we can really tell like what kind of music that we like and listen to when we write. So a lot of our favorite bands are no longer together. We don't get to hear that type of music as much anymore, so we try to just recreate like what we love.
It's very much a high energy, you know, pop rock vibe. It's a good party vibe. When you guys hit the stage, nothing else matters.
No, nope. Leave all the sweat on the floor.
So, Mr. I Like to Hit Things, you know, how did you get recruited into this outfit?
I've been playing with Matt for a long time, and then kind of Chris just kind of came aboard there at the end, and we had a lot of cover band stuff, and like Josh said, just kind of met with these two hoodlums here, and away we go.
I want to ask you about that later on, about a healthy influx of bands from PEI, but I'll get your feeling on that in just a minute. I want to play some more music. You guys have teamed up with Vince the Messenger, who I believe is a good friend of yours, because he seems to be popping up in a lot of places you guys do.
Yeah.
I believe he's with you guys on this tour, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, he is.
So it's easy, like the song is Safety First. His collaboration, was it worked into the song, or was it something that was designed?
We wrote that song, and we had a bridge with no vocals or anything on it. We just weren't happy with anything we could come up for doing it. So I like years ago used to book shows, and I booked him, so we flirted with the idea of like getting a rap verse on it and just seeing what would happen, and I was like, I know just the guy. So we sent him a message. He was like, let's do it, and he showed up at the studio, put his verse down, and then the rest is history.
Well, it worked out really well. This is Little Cities with Vince the Messenger from their debut EP, and the song Safety First on Atlantic Access.
We'll be right back.
break up on a bad day. We make love, rinse and repeat, and through the motions every weekend. Your emotions off the charts, two broken hearts, we always bleeding, always feeding off each other. Why we so stuck in our feelings? Feelings mutual though, I gave you chances to grow. Meanwhile you caught in the mud, struggling to stay afloat. Them drinks that you mix and then be your methods to cope. Fill every sentence with messages, hope you hear what I wrote. That this year you grow up just a little bit. Stop living life through my playlist. I know we both bring apart. When a cliche love song, it ends up with two broken hearts. And now you're gone away. I'll never forget her. Forever gone away.
Access Girl Next Door from Little Cities on their debut EP called Friends Floor. The song we just heard, Girl Next Door. Who can lay claim to that? And is there a girl next door that inspired it?
Absolutely.
All right. I have a strong love for a woman named Alicia Cuthbert. And when I was 15 years old, I grew up in Kensington, Prince Edward Island. And I bumped into her at the Petro gas station and immediately fell in love. And I've always had a love for her. I got home from work one day and saw like a memory about Alicia Cuthbert. And I was like, what was that movie she was in? It was A Girl Next Door. And I just came up with a melody in my head and we completely rewrote the song.
There seems to be a real busy scene these last couple of years for bands coming out of PEI. When you first started writing songs, was it by design? I guess, was that the sound that you guys were looking for? Or
I would say so in a lot of ways. I mean, having, you know, pop punk being our primary influence, But also, once we kind of teamed up with Colin and started to get a little bit more kind of pop production elements on it, we kind of came to the conclusion that we really loved making pop music. We wanted our music to be very accessible, very fun, very approachable. With respect to your question, though, about the influx of bands on PEI, I don't know if you've been to PEI very much lately, but there's not really a ton of stuff to do.
That's not true. People spend their entire summers on the island.
Summer's excluded, but it's a very awesome place to make music in a sense because the music community there, the support, it's fantastic. I feel like a lot of our friends and peers kind of have the same vibe. I am really proud of what's been coming out of the island lately.
It's been fertile ground, not just for potatoes and stuff.
Sure. It's never in a competition way that it's like, I want to do better than you. It's always, I want to be as good as you. We have such an unbelievable tourism spot. Mm. And one thing, like June until October, 12 to 15 bars, they have live music every single night. You're going to find your new favorite band tonight.
You strike me as a group that is prolific, that there's possibly a lot of songwriting that goes on. There's a lot of energy here.
Kind of overwhelmed with songs we have backlogged so fast that we can't keep up with it.
Wow.
And, like, not every song is going to get played or not every song gets to a point where we're, like, happy with it. Mm. Diving through, like, we found a song I wrote, like, 7 years ago and then we turned it into a little city song and we're going to put it in the batch of the next tunes to see if we can get it to where we want it to be. Every person in the band's a songwriter. Although Matt and I primarily write the bones to the songs, everybody else, like, puts their own spin on everything. Everybody can kind of put their input on the structure of the song or...
I will also add to that we're really fortunate to have a facility primarily at our drummer's place, Ryan's.
Studios represent.
We've really kind of honed in on how we songwrite and we're actually really efficient at it. And, you know, with the resources and the tech available now, you can really do some pretty great stuff.
We're going to play hashtag best summer ever, so I'm going to ask you, summer is knocking on the door. What's your idea of your best summer ever?
Grade 7. No, I'm kidding. No,
the band. Think about... Yeah. No, we all know about those stories, but this one coming up for the band.
For the band, best summer ever. Well, we've got a couple fun shows in the works coming up this summer. And like we said earlier, it's just like PEI in the summertime is the only time in Prince Edward Island. So
good luck with the success of this. We'll see you again down the road, right?
I hope so.
Yeah, sure.
Best summer ever, back-to-back with These Days, wrap up the EP, and we're going to spin them both for you now on Atlantic Access.
come to grips with the fact that you're gone. And you're not coming back.
The Atlantic Access Podcast is a weekly presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations Division in Moncton. For all your mobile entertainment needs, see entertainmentplus.ca. In keeping with the ECMA spirit of this episode, our bonus track also belongs to a red-hot PEI act right now, making waves right across the country with their most recent release. This is Sorry, Talk to Them, is on Atlantic Access.
new show each week. Follow the Atlantic Access podcast with Terry Parker and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.